My name is Keith. I'm a taxi driver for Direct Cars in Lincoln. I became a taxi driver when the construction industry went in decline. I've been taxiing for around about two and a half years now. And it's a good job, it's an interesting job. But the downside of it, of course, is the fuel increase and insurance increase as well.
Keith is just one of many taxi drivers who've been affected by the rising cost of fuel. With the price per litre doubling over the past 10 years, how difficult is it for taxi drivers to remain competitive at a time when many of their clients are already struggling to manage their finances?
There's a limit to where you can go, the minimum you can charge before you start losing money. The fuel increase, last year for £100 in cash, it was cost me £20 in diesel. This year, £100 cash has cost me £30 in diesel. And the fare increase we had this year doesn't really cover that.
And it's not just taxi drivers who are struggling to cope with the increases. Brian Burns runs his own business which provides vehicle training in both the learner and commercial markets. He explains how the increase in fuel price has affected him.
I've got to make the assessment whether my lessons are affordable within the area in which I kind of operate. And the way it impacts on me, if I don't put my costs up, then obviously I'm not getting the return which I expect to kind of make. And consequently, I don't earn as much money as I should be making. In fact, on occasions, you're kind of losing money.
Denby Transport is a haulage company who have been operating in Lincoln for the past 50 years. Its owner is Peter Denby.
Typically, 25% of our turnover is attributed to fuel. So even small increases in fuel charges have a massive effect on us.
He believes that the rises are affecting everybody, not just motorists.
It affects literally everybody. So it's not just businesses, it's individuals. And also, you've got to remember, really, that tax on diesel is a tax on moving goods, which is, in effect, a tax on manufacturing or production. And the government are saying that they want to stimulate the economy and create some growth. And they're not really helping by adding extra burdens to the haulage industry and to manufacturers.
With the government still struggling to manage the country's finances, they argue that the duty tax on fuel is necessary to ensure economic growth. But can the rate at which prices are rising be justified?
I don't think it's justifiable in any circumstances. We're supposed to be aligned to the European Union. And in every other country in Europe, they have cheaper fuel costs. We are taxed in this country to the hilt. Everything we buy, we're taxed on. Everything we earn, we're taxed on. And yet fuel is a core essential kind of ingredient of modern day life. We have to have it.
I think that whilst it's obviously necessary for the government to collect duty and taxes that way, it is not necessary for them to continue to escalate it beyond the current high levels.
And if further prices planned for next year go ahead, taxi driver Keith says that things will only get worse.
Again, it's another increase that we have to try and absorb, but there's a point where, you know, absorption is then complete. What do we do? Do you pull the cars off? Do you work more hours for less money? It's a vicious circle.
I'm Tom Bowen for Siren FM.